Okay. Now, let me just give you another example of why this is true. Let's take identical twins. There are identical triplets. There are identical quadruplets. Here we have people, identical twins, identical triplets, three or four people. They look exactly the same. They come from the same mother and father. They have the same DNA. Everything is exactly the same. Yet, even though they all have the exact same body, they are absolutely not the same person. They have similar attributes in many areas, but they categorically are not the same person. We know this. So if you now, using this new information, ask yourself, how could that be? Well, let's consider it. We have two identical twins. Their bodies are exactly the same. That means the DNA in their body is virtually identical. And it is identical. The DNA in the body is virtually identical. They have the exact same eyes, the same hair, the same everything. It's like a clone. So the DNA is exactly the same. But they have different personalities. Why? Because even though their DNA vibration is the same, even though the brain wiring is the same, they are a different being. Because each one of these is a different energetic being or a different spiritual being inhabiting that body. And since they are a different spiritual being or energetic being, they have different minds. And the minds will, over time, have different encapsulated thought patterns, negative thought patterns. So this is how they are radically different, but the same on many areas. Let's consider this. A person has a heart transplant. The person whose heart that was transplanted into your body loved cheeseburgers. You, before the heart transplant, were a vegetarian. You get the heart transplant, and all of a sudden you have this uncontrollable urge to eat cheeseburgers. Why? Because in the DNA of that body, which was different than your body, you have different vibrations, wants, and desires. So I hope this kind of helps you understand a little bit of how this works. Next, we learned in level 3 training in the Success Mastery course that there is a collective field of energy around the planet, Earth, and in the universe. This collective field of energy picks up every thought, desire, or piece of knowledge and information that everyone has. If you have a thought, it goes into the collective field. This is why when a lot of people start thinking about doing something and you start thinking, you know, maybe we should have a little bottle with some liquid white stuff. And if I make a mistake when I'm typing, I can paint this liquid on and therefore I can then type over it. Remember liquid paper when it first came out? There were hundreds of people who had this idea and then all of a sudden, boom, you see it on the market. Because once you have an idea, it goes into the conscious, or you're getting that idea from the collective consciousness. This is known as the 100th monkey syndrome, which is a book I would encourage you to read. So we have this field. All knowledge is in the field, and we are plugged into it. Now, the ability to access this information is limited right now. As you go through Jin training, it's going to be much more easy for you to access this information. However, also remember in level 3 that you are plugged into this field of energy, and the controlling elite who have a different agenda, they use ley lines to broadcast thoughts, which are at a much higher frequency, a much more powerful broadcast than the collective consciousness of information. And when they broadcast something such as fear, uncertainty, they want you to have no activity. They want you to feel like a victim. They want you to be in fear. They want you to worry. They want you to think horrible thoughts. They want you to basically create nothing. So when they broadcast this on a regular basis, you are downloading this information, which is affecting your thoughts. They can't affect you. They can only influence what you think. And when you think a certain way, that is what you create. Now, they obviously use the media. They use television, radio, newspapers, magazines, music, movies, TV shows. They use all forms of media, billboards, everything. They use every form of media to get you to think a certain way, which is think negative, think worry, think what if this is going to happen, what if that's going to happen. So you create inactivity. It's not my fault. I can't do it because the government, oh, if only we weren't in Libya, if this is going on, and that's going on, and, you know, Egypt and Somalia and Mexico and drug gangs. And they want you to basically be thinking this for you create very little activity and you're not empowered. So these broadcasts are pouring into you. You're plugged in. So now let's look at kind of the whole picture here. You have a physical body. It has a DNA. That DNA determines what your physical body looks like and all the attributes you have physically. That DNA broadcasts 24/7, which on a very low level attracts generally things into your life, and that's the DNA you were born with. That DNA vibration, however, can change. So we can change it, and going through levels 1, 2, 3, and 4, reading the books on the recommended book list, plugging into the whole system, can change that DNA slightly, and it raises that DNA to attract better things in your life and make your life smoother and more magical. So that's an important aspect because some of you, quite frankly, were born with a really crappy DNA vibration that creates misery, chaos, catastrophe, living in a trailer park, having, you know, no intelligence. You just basically were born that way. Doesn't mean you can't be better and expand and so forth, but quite frankly, you may be so far behind the eight ball that you can, over your life, raise yourself to a certain level, and when you have children, they're better off than you were. When they have children, if they continue this, they're better off than they were. When they have children, they'll be better off than they were. That's how dynasties and families started. It was started with one person improving, and then it goes down the chain, generally speaking. Although we all have our ability to choose, and that's why some people in these families don't take advantage of the blessings that they were given, and then they get into drugs or craziness, and they spiral downward. That certainly can happen as well. So we have this physical body, has the DNA. Then we have the brain. The brain broadcasts frequencies at your command. Those broadcasts are much more powerful than your DNA frequency. Your brain is also wired specifically for certain things. When you change, I said you can't change your wiring, no. But you can change your DNA frequency in the body, your body's DNA, and when that happens, the brain wiring doesn't change, but things become released. Abilities get released. However, if your brain is not wired to mathematics, you're not going to become a mathematician. If your brain is not wired to art and painting, you're not going to become a master painter. But you can paint better than you do right now. If your brain is not wired to play golf, you're never going to be a professional golfer. But you can release abilities and become an infinitely better golfer than you could ever imagine you being. But you won't be the greatest of all time because we have general wiring tendencies. Next, you are an energy being, which has pure vibration. If your DNA raises, you raise and expand. Next, you have a mind. In the mind, there are trapped emotions, which means trapped vibrations, trapped frequencies. These are broadcasting 24/7, just like your DNA. And if you have a DNA that's broadcasting poverty, if you have trapped emotions that are broadcasting, remember, your trapped emotions are trapped memories, so you're thinking about what you don't want to happen. Chaos, pain, calamity, losing your car, getting a car repossessed, losing your job, failures. So you're broadcasting that 24/7 without your thinking about it. And then when you broadcast with your brain the thought that you want the Cadillac and you want to pay off your bills, you have incongruency. You can't find the sweet spot. It's harder to find the sweet spot. But this is an explanation so you understand how you can find the sweet spot, which is why in the beginning, sometimes your first goal has to be really low. Your first objective has to be just a small step in the beginning. Remember, go as far as you can see. When you get there, you'll see further. Next, you're plugged into the field. Your ability to access all information in the universe is there, but it's limited right now, which we'll talk about later, but you know that from level 3 training. But you're also plugged into the field because broadcasting is coming through the ley lines, which is one of our symbols, to symbolize that. So when the privilege controlling elite broadcast, they want you to think negatively to disempower you. So you're getting this downloads. Now, we talked about in level 3 what happens when you get these downloads, cancel, and all and the technology and how to eliminate some of these downloads are on level 3 training. The key is when you know that they're there and you use discernment and you have self-awareness, you can understand where you're at. And so you can see what's happening, and then you can cancel out that little whisper in your ear, if you will, that is trying to get you to think negative. And then you can see where it's coming from. Some people say it's the devil. Well, that could be true. Certainly not a positive situation there. But completely handleable, completely 100% handleable. Absolutely. So here's what our goals are. Our goals at this point are, number one, let's change, or better word, let's improve our DNA vibration. Let's raise the vibration that we were born with at the DNA level. How do you do that? You go through levels 1, 2, 3, and 4 training. This is why getting people to join the Global Information Network is so important for the world. Because when people join the Global Information Network and go through levels 1, 2, 3, and 4 training, their vibration raises. When that happens, the whole planet vibration raises. When that happens, our raised vibrations, your raised vibrations, influence other people. This is why getting people to join Jin is so important for the planet. And getting people at levels 1 to go up to level 2, and level 2 to go up to level 3, and level 3 to go up to level 4, etc. This is why it's so important. It makes our planet better. When you have an individual who has an incredibly powerful raised vibration, they can walk into a room that is very negative with a group of 30 or 40 people. There could be a catastrophe going on. But when that person walks in the room with that raised vibration, their vibration influences positively everyone in that room. And virtually without saying a word, everyone in that room feels better, because your powerful vibration is going to positively impact other people. This is why going to events in the Global Information Network is so important, because you're getting the raised vibration from every member in the room and from the speakers. Ed Foreman, Ron Ball, Blaine Athorn, Chris McGarahan, myself, many, many, many of the other speakers have incredibly powerful raised vibrations. And when we're there, you have huge benefits. In India and various parts of the world, there are people with so powerful raised vibrations that people go and stand in line for hours so they can get close to that person. And all they do is they just give that person a hug. And they hug that person. And they walk away. It's like they were touched by God, because the vibration was so powerful that it affected every single cell in their body. And they leave going, oh my God, that was the most miraculous experience of my life. Yeah, because you got around a vibrational frequency that just raised you up. So our first goal is to change that vibrational frequency that you have. And that is happening right now.
This is why reading books every day is so important. Listening to audios every day is so important. Going to events, every event within Jinn is so important. Developing relationships is so important. The spaced repetition and all the various elements will raise your DNA vibration, which is a very powerful first step. It's going to help you think better thoughts, be more congruent with what you want, achieve greater success, be more congruent with your thinking so you're in the sweet spot more often and happier. Very powerful. The other thing that will change your DNA vibration is results. When you get results, when you set a goal, when you set an objective and you get it, you win and your vibration goes up. I remember on my vision board, I wanted the new Bentley Mulsanne, which had just come out. There were only 15 of them in all of the United States of America. You couldn't get one. Even if you could just write the check, you couldn't get one. So I put pictures of that up on my dream board, and I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I said, it'll come to me. Within a few months, I had the exact car I wanted delivered to my house with the exact colors I wanted, which was a miracle. It was magical. And I can tell you how I felt. I felt, this works. I still get excited to see this stuff work and manifest in real life. So results are very, very significant and important. So number one, our goal is to change that DNA. That's your goal. Number two, what we want to do is eliminate the trapped thoughts you have in your mind. In your mind, you have trapped thoughts broadcasting 24/7, whether you like it or not, and they're not helping you. So you have to eliminate them. You want to get your mind clear. How do you do that? Well, there are many ways. When your mind is clear of these negative thoughts, it has zero vibration, by the way. Zero. It doesn't vibrate at all. So there's nothing negative or positive. It's zero. It's just the tool that's used to get your brain to send out the vibration. So if you get it clear, then you are a big advantage. Now, how do you do this? Well, you can sign up for Moni Vital's program, Energetic Rebalancing, Vital Balancing. You can sign up for Steve Lewis's program, EMC Squared, which is Energetic Rebalancing. I happen to be on both of them. That's a good way to help clear your energy. You can do the Callahan techniques. I've sat down with Roger Callahan actually on the phone for hours and hours and hours, and I've wrote down everything I can consciously think about in my life that could have been a traumatic experience or a negative experience, such as when I was in the first grade. I remember at the end of school, the bell rang for that school was out at 3 o'clock. And I stood up and I rolled up my papers into a cone and I put it up to my mouth and I said, do-do-do-do-do-do, because we were done for the day. And the teacher said, Mr. Trudeau, stand up. And she embarrassed me in front of the whole class. And I felt horrible. So I felt horrible for days. So I'd write that down. Girlfriend broke up with me. Found a girlfriend cheating on me. I was devastated, so I wrote that down. Lost a lot of money in a business deal. A friend of mine stabbed me in the back. I thought he took advantage of me. I wrote that down. And I would call and do the Callahan techniques to clear, try to get rid of this energy from my mind. Scientology, auditing, Dianetic auditing is probably the most codified, systematic, complete way to clear the mind. They actually have a level called clear, and they specifically know, with an instrument called an e-meter, how to measure the energy in the mind. They call them engrams. So when you clear all the engrams out, you have that mind now clear, and you become an incredibly powerful person. It's certainly expensive. It's controversial for some people. But it's an incredibly powerful technique. It's something you may want to consider investigating. Alpha Biotics is a powerful technique. Dr. Mortar's best technique, bioenergetic synchronization technique. I think all of these have great value. The most systematic, the one that you can absolutely know that you clear everything out of the mind, is, of course, Dianetics and Scientology. Dianetics is the method of clearing the mind. That is there. The other techniques I still do too. They have great, profound effects on the DNA vibration, on the physical body, on other aspects of clearing the negative trapped patterns. So that's our second objective, is to clear the mind of the trapped, quote, subconscious, which is really the wrong word, but we kind of think of that word, trapped thought patterns that are holding us back. Next, number three, we want to unplug ourselves from the field. However, we don't want to unplug from the field of collective consciousness and knowledge. All we want to do is unplug from the broadcasting done by the privileged elite class. And in this level, later, we're going to do that. You're going to get unplugged, which is going to be the most powerful thing, in my opinion, that happens in this level. Next, we want you to be able to discern the information you're downloading from the collective consciousness. So you're plugged into the field, and there's calamities going on all around the world. And because of the media and because of the broadcasting from the privileged elite, the vast majority of people around the world are thinking scared thoughts, negative thoughts, and you are picking up on that because you're plugged into the field, and you should be. You need to have the ability to discern what you're picking up. And if you don't like the broadcast, change it. This is something that if you just know this is happening, and you know that you can just say cancel, cancel, you will be able to do this. You'll get better at this over time. This is incredibly powerful. You will get better at this over time. And lastly, the key is for you to control your thoughts. Be able to broadcast what you want and make sure your broadcasting, your thoughts, are congruent with your DNA and how your brain is wired and your mind. So you want to be congruent so that your thoughts are in the sweet spot, that you're feeling good all the time, that you're picking up the right vibrations, that you're broadcasting the right vibrations, that you don't have any stops holding back what you want from those vibrations so that you're congruent. So those are our goals. We want to raise our DNA vibration, eliminate and clear the mind from negative trapped thoughts. We want to unplug so we don't have the broadcasting affect us. We want to be able to know that we are plugged into the conscious field or the collective consciousness, and all the information is there. And when we get this information downloaded to us, we need to be able to discern it and cancel it out and not have it influence our thoughts. And lastly, we need to control our thoughts. We need to be able to control what we think and make sure that we're thinking and broadcasting vibrations that are in the sweet spot and congruent, because that will allow everything to happen faster because of the results we get. So this is very, very exciting stuff. So I hope you're excited about it. And I would encourage you, of course, to listen to these audios over and over and over and over again to make sure you really comprehend and know this material. All right, if you want, you can go to the next audio, or some people may say, let me listen to this again before I go on, because we covered a lot of information in the last two audios, and you may want to consider listening to this stuff just another time before you go on. Some people like to listen to all the training first, start to finish, and then go back and listen to it again, and then you can start repeating. Spaced repetition. This is a lot of information on these audios at this level in the Success Mastery course, but you are going to come out of this and graduate with more abilities than you could ever imagine. Let's go to the next audio.